Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. Just wanted to ask you about the bill that you introduced. I believe the technical name is the Rural America Preservation Act of 2012. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but it proposes to set hard caps on what a farmer can make in farm payments, and it has some other logistics to it. I just wanted you to go ahead and get a chance to explain that bill to us.
Yeah, I'm very happy to do it. First of all, I want to thank the people of Knoxville, Pella area, because I was at the Pella Hospital here recently, a couple Mondays ago, and had a chance to have a town meeting there and view the dialysis center there. Thank you for your hospitality. First of all, you got to start out with the proposition that 10% of the farmers, the biggest farmers, should not get 70% of the benefits out of the farm program. That's subsidizing big farmers to get bigger, and secondly, it is a waste of taxpayers' money. And you lose respect for farm safety net from city people when that happens. So my bill is very simple. It says that any one farming operation can't get more than $250,000 out of the farm program, and that's it. We do add some other language to clarify things that I got in the 2008 farm bill that was supposed to close the loopholes dealing with who's actively engaged in farming, and we define that in a better way so that you can't make let's say one or two teleconference calls with some farm manager and say that you're materially participating. We want you, if you're going to be in the farm program, you ought to be a real farmer.
You were critical of Senator Reid this week after you wanted a stronger measure passed having to do with insider trading passed in the Senate, and Senator Reid pushed out what you said was the weaker version of that. I just wanted to give you a chance to elaborate more on that.
Well, thank you, and we have seven votes today, and we're just now finishing the first vote, and that'll be the third vote. And what he basically has done is take out what the Washington Post described, the Grassley Amendment, as the most forward-looking ethics thing that Congress had done since the year 2007. So I think that says better than I can, in my own words, what the importance of my legislation. We're passing a very important bill today. That doesn't include my amendment because it outlaws insider trading for members of Congress. But we also have another group of people that ought to be regulated, at least registered, not necessarily regulating them, but we ought to know who they are, called political intelligence gathering. It's a profession of people that's grown up that come up and talk to people in Washington, D.C. For hedge funds and private equity funds to find out what's the chances of this bill passing or that bill passing or this regulation being written, and they gather that information and they sell it, and it's valuable information to know what stock might go up or go down depending on what happens in Washington. And I don't want to put those people out of business. I just want them to be registered like lobbyists are, because transparency brings accountability, and the public ought to know who these people are, just like you ought to know who lobbyists are.
Just kind of give us your thoughts, too, on the current state of the Republican presidential race and what you're thinking moving forward.
Well, I think that there's a good chance that it might end before the last primaries, the first Tuesday of June. And I think that Romney's victory in Illinois goes a long way of showing that a lot of Republicans, even conservative Republicans that maybe aren't totally satisfied with Romney, feel that we need to get a candidate picked if we're going to have a chance of beating the president. And so I see it speeding up considerably, although it's still going to be a few weeks before we know who that person is, but it seems to me it's pretty hard to stop Romney. I, you know, haven't taken a position, which is kind of unusual for me, because in previous caucuses in Iowa, I said you ought to vote for Bob Dole, or you ought to vote for George Bush, or you ought to vote for Reagan. But I didn't take a position this time, so I'm kind of, I kind of feel out of out of sorts if I would back somebody now, tell people in other states who they ought to support when I didn't tell them in Iowa. So I'm not taking any sides now, but I'm going to be very comfortable if Romney is our nominee.